Miss Pross quickly stood in front of the door to Lucy's room.
"You're a cruel, dangerous woman, but you won't frighten me," she said, breathing hard.
Each woman spoke in her own language, and neither understood the other's words. But Madame Defarge knew that Miss Pross was a true friend of the doctor's family, and Miss Pross knew that Madame Defarge was the family's enemy.
"I wish to see the wife of Evrémonde. Go and tell her." "Do you hear me?" said Madame Defarge.
She stared angrily at Miss Pross, but Miss Pross stared back just as angrily.
"I am desperate," said Miss Pross. "I know that the longer I can keep you here, the greater hope there is for my darling girl. If you fight me, I'll fight back."
Madame Defarge stepped forward and called loudly,
"Citizen doctor! Wife of Evrémonde! Answer me!"
There was no answer, and Madame Defarge quickly opened three of the doors and saw that the rooms were empty. One door was still closed.
"If they are not in that room, they are gone. But they can be followed and brought back."
She went towards the door, but Miss Pross jumped forward and held her round the waist. Madame Defarge was used to the fighting in the streets and was strong. But love is stronger than hate, and Miss Pross did not let go. Madame Defarge tried to pull out her knife,